It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
How are you doing this Tuesday morning? Welcome to the longest-running daily variety show, the Mark Inspire Show. How you guys doing here on TikTok? I got user 866, Duran, Lee Ray, and John Short. How you guys doing? We're here every morning, 9 a.m. and then after 9 p.m. in order to put on a show that connects us across the planet. So if you're out there, make sure you hit the screen. Make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications. J.E. is in the house with me on YouTube. Good to see you guys. Where are you tuning in from? Say hello. We're on with people from TikTok. We're kicking it with people wherever you are across the planet. Is it a planet? Is it a globe? Is it flat? I don't know. You let me know in the chat what you think. Been seeing a lot of videos lately. Blow my mind. But we have a new James Bond. I don't know if you guys saw that. We can get into that for a few minutes. And then it's other breaking news stories. There's no politics on this show. This is just a scroll the news and see what's going on in the world that is non-political. And then we read those stories over my shoulder. If you hit X, Rumble, or YouTube, subscribe, turn on notifications. And then we're scrolling the news. You're reading the news with me, seeing the pictures. We're making fun of stupid people. And then you see where I break off and create some silly comedy, you know? I'm also a celebrity impressionist. So if you want me to do anybody specifically, I'm happy to do so. In the morning, I got my coffee here. Wow, guys, you come down. You have a good time Tuesday. Yeah, we do the breaking news. I was there. I had the news. Oh, Christopher Walken, you come down. Of course, you come down, have a good time, go Wilson, go down to Zoolander, right? Go check it out. Guys, when you're there, and of course, Owen Wilson's coming out to hang out with you. Lots of silly impressions I've done over the years. Don't really do them as much anymore. We're doing the straight up comedy news here. And it's just kind of a goofball character, I guess I would say, is who the Mark Inspires comedy news guy is. Just like Reed is like a Jim Carrey-ish vibe, and like Charlie Day. It's like Charlie Day and Jim Carrey had a baby. That's basically what the show is. And then we do music every night. It's like John Mayer, and it's basically like watching John Mayer's type of stuff because he can rip it up on the guitar. But we're doing a lot of crazy guitar stuff here every night, live looping. I'm the inventor of the only drum in the world for guitar players, the sponsor of the show. Hold on. The Beat Seat, the only drum on planet Earth you can play with your hands and your feet at the same time. It's a full body drumming experience. You can go to beatseat.rocks and order yours. And if you happen to know anybody with a special need, it's also probably the most powerful sensory therapy drum on planet Earth. I'm going to say that again. Autism, Down syndrome, anybody who's got a special need, they need to know about the Beat Seat. You play it with your hands and feet. It's got unlimited tones. That means unlimited vibrational effect. And that is what you're looking for when there's this sensory connection you're trying to get. So check it out, beatseat.rocks. Guys, we have Matt Zabrowski here. He's about to hit us with a woo-hoo. If you don't know about the woo-hoo, get ready. It's almost here. Joanne, do me a favor. The wheeze down. Wait. Joanne! Joanne, really? Starting the day dropping one, huh? Anyway, what's in the comedy news, guys? Let's get into it. We're going to roll into this first story, which was this James Bond thing. I had to pull it up just to see what's going on with this dude here. He's the new James Bond. Let's get into it. Let's see what he's doing. Aaron Taylor Johnson. It's not rumored any longer. Apparently, he was offered the gig. Let's take a look at him. I'm going to pull this up on the screen for you. Here we go. You know, Joanne, it would be nice if you did something. What's that? Yeah, instead of wheeze. All right, here we go. She's I got two of me on the screen. There we go. So how's everybody doing? Harvey in the house. Barella's here. J.E. over here on TikTok. I'm seeing John Landis. John, I loved your movies. And Sparky. John Landis, I've done 9 feature films myself. on the Mark Inspires YouTube channel. Check it out. Crazy, silly, stupid stuff. Live in the moment improv movies. Full movies. Yeah, we do that. Anyway, guys, Aaron Taylor Johnson, rumored to have been offered role as the next James Bond. Do you guys know this guy? I've never seen this guy before. I have no idea who Aaron Taylor Johnson is, but he's going to be the next Bond, I guess, with those locks. He's got that head of hair on him. They're like, you know what? Maybe the next Bond should have a head of hair where we can just grab him by the freaking, you know, the back of the ponytail, Steven Seagal style, and he'll be like, look, I'm going to take you down, Seagal. Seagal is a fantastic actor. As Aaron Taylor Johnson, is he going to be the next James Bond, guys? The UK newspaper The Sun claims the British actor is 33. That means he's got many years to be Bond. It's like a movie every 3 years. He's going to be like the Bond for the next 10 movies. He's pulling out at 63. You know? Let's see what he's got. He's taking over the role from Daniel Craig, who played the character for 15 years. See, I told you, there's a longevity thing here. When you get to be Bond, James Bond. Guys, my favorite Bond, you got it, Sean Connery. You got to have Connery in there if you're going to talk about James Bond. The outlet reported the insider said Taylor Johnson will sign the contract this week after he was formally offered the role. People have contacted representatives for Taylor Johnson and the James Bond franchise for comments. Bond is an Aaron job. Should he accept it, it's his. All he has to do is say, I want it. I'm going to just do my hair real quick. Throw in a little gel in there. Look at that freaking lock. He's got, I mean, that's wispy. He's got a wispy hairdo. Look at that. He's doing it. Yeah, can you do me a favor and pass me one of those black coffees behind you? You know, that one looks like I'd probably, of all the choices there, in Chongda, because that's what that says above, if you guys don't know how to read Japanese. I just read it for you. Chongda, that's where you get your beverages in Japan. Aaron Taylor Johnson, right, guys? Oh, goodness. Teresa D'Amico, so good to see you. Oh, good morning. Your dedication is amazing. I've watched you since you began, and you are showing up every day, my friend. God bless you. Thank you, Teresa. God bless you. I appreciate you. Yeah, 1905 days in a row today, guys. How about that? I almost titled the show, What Happened in the Year 1905? Because I was thinking about, over the next 95 days as we get to 2,000 days in a row, it would be kind of cool if I shared what happened each year, like that was pretty much a very impactful moment or piece of history that we don't talk about. And 1905, maybe we'll do that today. We'll pick out one event from 1905, and we'll do that until we get to 2,000 days in a row. I don't know if anybody's ever done anything like this before, but now I'm taking it to a whole new level by doing two shows a day at 9 a.m. and then after 9 p.m. So if you can, hit that like, make sure you leave a comment, and just remember we're here, we're trying to have some fun. We try to start the morning on a positive. You know, there's so much negativity out there, which is intending to distract you from what's important, which is like us connecting and having a laugh, having a smile, and then taking that out into the world and making it a better place. That's what I think we need more than anything. So I'll intend to continue to foster that for us here every single day on the Mark Inspire show. So back to like Goldilocks over here. Oh goodness. He's going to get the gig. I want to know where he got that shirt. You know, like I was thinking about getting the one that comes down like to the bottom of the, like to the chest area here so I could show like that part. I want to get that one in black. So I'm thinking maybe I'll get mine a little tighter here so then you can see my belly. I like to do a Sam Smith. You're seeing him right there over my shoulder right now, Sam Smith. That's a body, right? Anyway, Aaron is, you know, I love doing that. Right now I reference things that I'm going to eventually find and clip and then put over my shoulder as part of the news story when I release this. Aaron is going to sign his contract in the coming days, and they start preparing for the big announcement. Rumors that Taylor Johnson would be the next Bond became swirling following Daniel Craig and his exit. However, the Marvel actor, who is married to director Sam Taylor Johnson, don't know who she is either, dodged the claims during an interview with Esquire in 2023 by stating he had to go to the beat of his own drum, you know, with those locks and all. It's my own path. Oh, there's his wife right there. what we feel, what feels intuitive to me, you know? I've never made a decision based on other people's is he English? He's got to be. They only go with English people. So let me go back. Sorry. It's my own path, what feels intuitive to me. Trying to sound like Connery. I've made my decision based on other people's perspectives and judgments or their expectations of me. I'm going like deep English, you know, when you're talking about pulling out one of the greats. Sometimes. Anyway, that's his wife. Striking couple. She's got those glasses on. He's got the locks. You guys know you want to just go get like a wig of that hairdo right there and just wear it everywhere you go. You know, I just don't want to go out without that hairdo. You know, I had a friend who was like, hey, do you want to go out to the diner? Yeah, let me just grab my hairdo. I'm going to get that friggin' head of hair right there. That is a good head of hair. Craig 56 revealed in 2019 that the No Time to Die was his final film. I'm done. No more. Honestly, no offense, never liked Daniel Craig as Bond. Like, excuse me, we had Sean Connery. And then Pierce Brosnan? You had Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton. And then you're like, let's go with the guy who looked like he got hit in the face with a shovel. But everybody loved him, right? Craig confirmed that he'd be laying down Bond's Walther PPK after Colbert, you know, Stephen Colcutts. He said, are you done with Bond? Which Craig replied, yes, I'm done. He did it as close to Connery as he could. Everybody tries to be Connery as Bond. They should. He was the best Connery. We all know it, you know? Bond. James Bond. You're like, Connery, he's back. He'd be 137 right now. The actor also opened up on Sunday Times in 2019 about his journey being James Bond. And this is him, his English, you know, younger self. This may be hard to believe, but the fact that I'm Bond, you know, he said at the time, you know, I'm referencing what he said because that's a little part of this story here. Let me reverse it. It's in your eyes, you didn't even hear it. This may be hard to believe, but the fact that I'm Bond. We're in rare air making Bond movies. It is one of the most intense, fulfilling things I've ever done. Except working with Tom Cruise, of course. But it takes a lot of energy. And I'm getting old. I'm getting creaky. He's 33, dude. Or is that Daniel Craig who said that? That was Daniel Craig, guys. Not the young guy. Anyway, Daniel Craig said all that. Meanwhile, in October 2023, James Bond producer Barbara Broccoli. Yeah, it's Broccoli. Is it Spicoli? Is it? I'm going to get my pizza. All right. Barbara Spicoli, Sean Penn's wife, spoke about a future of the franchise following Craig's exit. We got a guy with locks coming in. I think these movies reflect a time that we are in, and there's a big, big road ahead, reinventing the next chapter, and we haven't even begun with that. The Guardian, she said it to The Guardian at that time, guys. So I guess that's the full story here from Magoo. Look at that. Hold on, this is a better look. Look at me. I'm going to get that black coffee blend behind me. Am I close, guys? I want it. I got my own right here. You know? Guys, what do you think about this guy with his head of hair? Right? Bobby Rib, how are you? Starry night in the house. Oh, goodness. Guys, over here on TikTok, let's see who's kicking it with me. Jen Goswick. Jen Goswick, are you fucking kidding me? Right? Manny, how you doing?
Manny, I told you to come down. Have a good time, okay? I talk about this guy with his freaking hairdo. Is this Brad Pitt? I like a Brad Pitt. He's a good actor, man, okay? Just tell me one time. One time, Manny, okay? Just tell me about Brad Pitt. I come down, I watch the guy, you know? He's like, hey, look at me. I'm Brad Pitt. I like, I know, man. You kidding? I see you there, man. You Brad Pitt, okay? This guy got the freaking head of hair. Look at that. I'm gonna just feel that hair. Hold on a minute. Let it go. Where's my hand go? Right there. Oh, look at that. Oh, yes. I just want to feel that hair. Okay. Hey, Manny. Look at this head of hair, man. I gotta see if I could take that head of hair and put it on my freaking noggin. Guys, I'm out of my mind. It's what we do here. Head over to YouTube if you want to see his nog. That thing is ridiculous. Like, when he goes out there, they're like, I think that head of hair should be the next Bond. They're like, what about the guy? Forget the guy. That do is going to be in the next Bond. You know, we should just get the guy, because the guy's attached to the head of hair, you know? And we just got a double-decker, where we got the guy, we got the hair, we got our Bond. James Bond, right? Guys, YouTube, X or Rumble, if you want to see. Oh my goodness. So, right? I would love to see if I could order that head of hair online. Guys, let's do it. India Times, they're selling it. Hold on. Now, I found some more of that weird powder they're selling in India. There's a guy standing in front of it going like that. Anyway, Brad Pitt made a little bit of an appearance today on the Mark and Spire show. Scarface, you know. Sometimes Scarface comes out and he takes over the show.
Okay, I told you. Just tell me one thing. Okay? How dare you? Hey, Lone Star. You come from the Lone Star State, man? I told you something, okay? I came across the border with Manny. And I heard Manny, you should have told him you was a horse. They would have let you in.
That's the best line in the movie. No one remembers that line. Okay, he kills Rabanga.
Emilio Rabanga.
He stabs the freaking Rabanga guy, right? They're on the bus, and they're going. And he's like, hey, Manny, what'd you tell the guys?
And he's like, oh, I told them, you know, that I was in a sanitarium and that I had TB. What'd you tell her? I told her, you know, I was a sanitarium. You kidding? Man, you told me to say that. You should have told them you was a horse. They would have let you in.
That's like us today. You should just tell them you're a horse. They're like, come on in. We'll give you a phone. We'll give you a stipend. And a hotel room. Guys, we got another one. Just give him, no, he doesn't even have to have an ID. Just give it to him, right? He's there, he's using his stupid hoof to stamp, you know, Sleep Sofa Joe. Get some more glue. What, I'm sorry, oh no, we're gonna make glue out of you. Get that out of here. Apparently you're not a, you know, someone who can help us in November. You are an actual horse. They still haven't worked that one out. There's a bill on the table for that too. Guys, hairdo. Anyway, so that's what you get here. A little bit of silliness, around the bout comedy without getting into any, you know, really things, anything specific. But you guys, I think you know what I was talking about there. Taylor Johnson, Aaron Taylor Johnson. You know, you see what I did there? Bond, James Bond, or Taylor Johnson, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Guys. Sean Connery's back. I do miss Connery. He was like my favorite actor. Who didn't love Sean Connery in like everything he did? Except for that talk show appearance where he talked about slapping women. That's probably the worst performance of his career. You know, you probably don't want that one. Let's see if we can find that. Sean Connery. Jeez. There you go. No, the talks. Okay. This is it right here, I think. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Does the friendship mean a lot? I know Sean Connery regrets.
Hold on, I gotta hear this. This is brilliant.
I know Sean Connery regrets this conversation.
Okay, you did an interview in which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist, it's better to do it with an open hand. Mm. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
No, I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No, not at all.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, that they can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want to have
I told you already!
The last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
By the way, John Connery.
Oh my goodness! I take it back. I do not like Connery. What a goof! What a goofball, right, guys? I mean, who the freaking heck? Oh goodness, Connery. You got to give it to Connery. Back then, just different times. It was a different time. People were like, "Yeah, I'll slap a bee." Like, what? You can't do that. Well, I told her. I told you. Didn't I tell you already? You know, one of those. Like we've all seen in the movies. I told you. Don't make me tell you twice. You know, all of a sudden you got that going on. Domestic V, you know. Here we go. We're getting into what else is going on. We talked about this yesterday. The way Americans buy and sell homes is about to get turned on its head. I'm going to very quickly explain again why I don't think this is going to necessarily change much. It's going to be the same exact effect at the end of the day. You're either going to destroy someone's buyer power and they're not going to be able to give you the money that you want, or you're going to take less money as a seller. And that's the end of the story. So if you want to take more money at the end of this as a seller, then you have the buyer commission baked in, so then that buyer can buy your house for X. The mortgage pays that, so you don't really care. And then you're paying the commission of the buyer out of that. But if that buyer has to get paid by the buyer as they go in, that buyer is not going to be able to offer you this number. It's going to be the same number no matter what. It's going to be the same number. Nothing's going to change. The only thing you're going to do is cause more confusion for how buyers get paid, buyers' agents get paid. But, you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. They're great agents, and there's terrible agents. There's an in-between as well, but there are great agents out there. And if you find a good agent, they're worth their weight in gold because they're going to save you money, they're going to find you great opportunities, and they're going to negotiate on your behalf. So if you have someone like me who's going to do the work and someone who knows how to get a great deal for their clients on the sell or on the list side, on the buy side, then you should really consider your move. You know, you don't want to get into this market and not have someone representing you, and you're going at it alone as some soldier. Like, I would never go and buy, you know, stocks or something by myself. I don't know anything about it. I'd just be like throwing money away. Same thing as a buyer. If you don't have an agent who knows how to navigate and negotiate against another talented expert agent, you're in trouble. You're going to wind up paying more, or you're going to wind up getting less. So I don't know if this changes much, but it's going to make it a more conversation. You're going to have to explain that, hey, you can do this and not pay out a buyer. But remember, if a buyer comes along and they now have to buy your, they want to buy your house, this is all they can afford, but now they have to pay their agent, they can't buy your house anymore. So you're losing buyers. This is the only way this happens. And remember that you're getting paid by the mortgage broker. You're getting paid by the mortgage. And it, as you get that, you don't even see it. It all gets wiped out. You collect your money as one bulk number. It's not like, oh, and then I now have to pay this guy and write a check to this guy. It's all done at the closing table. So disclosure is going to be the most important thing. That, hey, you know, this is how much the fee is to list the house, because we have a firm and we're going to put it out there on all the marketplaces, and I'm going to create video for you, etc. But now we have a buyer agent that's most likely going to come with a buyer. What do you want to pay them? You could pay them nothing, but I just want to, you know, want you to understand, if you do that, you're going to affect the way that they can purchase. And considering that they're going to be the ones who have to then pay for that mortgage every single month going forward, and you're taking a lump sum with you, you want to get the most money for your sale, which means open it up to the entire buyer pool. And everybody who's got a buyer can then have access to that property, get paid for that property, and you're going to get the most. That's just the way it is. It's not like the numbers change. It's just that you can't offer more if you have to pay out of pocket. And that's the way this is going to have to be done, is out of pocket. Anyway, I hope that makes some sense. Let's see if we can move forward. What else do we have? Sophie Turner asks, judge to reactivate divorce case with Joe Jonas. They bought panic. They panic. No, they panic bought bidets during the pandemic. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It changed their lives. I don't know, maybe they just didn't want to get near people and go into a public shower. What were they doing in a public shower, you know? New video shows missing student Riley Strain briefly speak with police on the night of he vanished in Nashville. We saw yesterday when he was kind of slunched or hunched over walking down the street, and there was a worker in the background kind of eyeing him out. You know, he looked like he had a bag. He's going to throw it over his head and kidnap him. I don't know if that's what happened. But his debit card was found yesterday, and that we discussed. Michigan school shooter's father threatened to destroy the prosecutor in the case against him. What? You know, I don't want to get into stuff like that. That's getting into the weeds. Konstantin Koltsov, former NHL player and partner of tennis player Arina Sabalenka, dies at age 42? What in the freaking heck? Let's see what happened. We're in sorrow to inform you the coach of Sal, blah, blah, blah. He was a strong and cheerful person. Well, what the f*** happened then? No cause of death has been announced. Let's see what else. Uh-oh. Deepest consultants, he played for 144 games in the NHL. He regularly traveled to tennis tournaments around the world. She won her second Grand Slam title at the Australian Open earlier this year, guys. Do you know what you have to do if you want to go to the Australian Open? Anybody know? I'll give you one guess, and I'll give you a hint. Novak Djokovic. And then you know why. Things are like happening every single day, and you're like, oh, it's normal, healthy, like a freaking ox. Nope. He was an ox until yesterday. Unfreaking real. Oh, goodness. Number two lost to the fourth round at Indian Wells. She's number two in the world. Sabalenka. Anyway, all I know is I feel bad for you, buddy. Saying a prayer for you. Saying a prayer for you. That's sad. 42. Young guy. That's a young man right there. We don't know what happened. We're not sure. Still kind of out there in the ether what actually took place there to Yavalenko. Sabalenko. Yagalaga. Benko. I don't know what his name is. Let me see if I can see it again. Konstantin Koltsov and Sabalenka. So anyway, what do we have here? Chicago begins evicting migrants from shelters as residents decry a lack of respect. I wonder why. We needed an upgrade on our debit card. Thank you. And I'm out of minutes, by the way. Hey, man, you better give me some freaking minutes, okay? And I want that debit card. I want it on the double. Okay? Or I'll put another Ravenga. Emilio Ravenga. Ravenga. Guys, who's Scarface? It's been a while. I love that movie. Okay. We're not getting into that. Wanted SO arrested. Marshals say man was living deep in the Louisiana swamp. He had swamp ass. I can't. Okay, woman vanishes while walking dog. Then dog found 7 miles away. Minus woman. What in the freaking heck happened? Something ain't right. Obviously, she's in danger, her father said. Don't need to get into that. We know she's in danger. So, how long ago was that? All right, let's quickly check. A Texas woman remains missing nearly 2 weeks. Sorry, it was nice. I hope... God bless her soul. God bless her soul. 2 weeks ago. Unbelievable. University professor who vanished from Florida conference is found dead. Uh-oh. This seems like another Boeing deal. He worked for Boeing for 9 years. A professor at Virginia University was found dead one day after disappeared from an Orlando conference. David Hanbury. A psychology professor at Everett University was attending a Southeastern Psychological Association conference near Universal Studios when he reported, he was reported missing on Friday evening. The next day, police responded to the call about an unattended death at Club Orlando. Upon staff took officers to where the deceased was located. Authorities declined to give an exact cause or location of Hanbury's death. But it said that it did not appear suspicious. Hanbury was an associate professor of psychology. What the freaking heck happened there? On behalf of the entire Everett University community, we send our affection, condolences, and prayers that support to Dr. Hanbury's family. Hold on a second. Let's just kind of do a little research real quick. What is club? What's the name of the club? Club Orlando. Let's see what Club Orlando is, guys. We need to know, because maybe it's like some, like... You know, Club Orlando, what is it? It's a sauna. It's a sauna? Oh! Do-do-do-do-do! What do we see there, people? Private men's club. Something happened. Okay, now we're getting a little deeper into this here. This is what really happened. Private men's club in Orlando. Club Orlando. I'm sorry, buddy. You should have been left to your private life, you know? I'm telling you, something happened there, though. That's like, the cause of death has not been determined. We believe the death does not appear suspicious. Okay, just died at the club. That's not suspicious. Someone slipped him something. That's what you know happened. Slipped, and it's not what you think, you know? It's a different type of slipping. All right, let's go back over here. We were removed from a plane due to our size. Flight attendants called it an inconvenience. Guys, remember we were saying the other day, they don't tell people where to move on a plane based on how big you are? I was totally wrong. Look, someone here, she's moved because of her size. They have weight imbalance. It's a thing. I'm going to reference right here over my shoulder the video where I said you can't get a weight imbalance. They never tell you, ask you how big you are when you book a flight. How much are you weighing, sir, in kilograms or pounds? They ask how heavy our bags are. You can't be weighing more than 50 pounds in the bag. Okay, that's fine. You didn't say I can't be more than 350, 400. I'm heifering it. I'm coming through. You know what I mean? I'm 3'5", Jabba the Hutt style. I'm walking through. You got to create a whole new entrance for me into the plane. All right. Anyway, let's see. Harding and her pal were assisted with wheelchairs, were allegedly shuffled off to the side and left with an airport worker while the other passengers disembarked. We missed the first part of the story, guys. I don't know how the hell I got that far. How do we get all the way down here? I'm like down at the very bottom. Like, we missed the whole story. Yeah, well, they were sitting on the side there. What the hell happened first? How'd you get there? I love the earrings, by the way. That's a look. Sky's the limit. But not on this airline. A female passenger claimed that she and her friend were allegedly ordered off an Air New Zealand flight due to their size, right? In New Zealand, they're doing that, right? Flight of the Concords, right? I just couldn't believe what was happening to me, Angel Harding told One News, of the traumatizing incident, which allegedly occurred on a flight from Napier to Auckland. The pair had reportedly been returning from a Hawaii in Hastings, having flown from Karakari to Auckland and then Auckland to Napier without an issue. We were fine. I sat on this side. She sat on that side. We were doing it. Everything was fine. The woman said she was looking out the window while the plane was taxiing on the tarmac, and all of a sudden she felt a sharp pain. And that's when she allegedly turned to see a flight attendant slamming the armrest down on her arm. Excuse me, ma'am, move your arm. We got to put this armrest down. We're about to take off from Karakari to Auckland, wherever the hell we're leaving from. I was kind of in shock, she said. I moved forward and she started yelling to me that the pilot can't take off unless all the armrests are down. Move your stupid arm. I'm going to break it. I'm getting it down. Look, if we can't break your arm to put down this middle divider here, you're going to have to get off the plane. Harding claimed the flight attendant only relented when she asked her to stop. At that point, her appalled friend, who was sitting next to her, confronted the crew member over her alleged behavior. But this has only exacerbated the situation. She said, "Don't you think you should be seated if the plane is in motion?" Harding claimed, and then the flight attendant looked at both of them and said, "I could get you both kicked off this flight, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem with me? I'm going to take you out. Armrest down now, motherfucker!" You know, and everybody's looking around. They're like, "I'm just trying to put my luggage away." You know, shortly after, the air hostess announced over the intercom that everyone would need to deplane due to the inconvenience, an inconvenient wait. Before reportedly walking back down the aisle to berate Harding and her friend. Did they get it on video? She should have gotten on video. That would have been awesome. She came over and she said, "You two have booked 4 seats. You two should have bought 2 seats each." What? You two should have booked 4 seats. You two should have booked 2 seats each. Declared the distressed passenger. Oh, so some passenger was saying that. Harding said she was subsequently informed that she'd have to book 4 seats should she ever fly Air New Zealand in the future. What in the f***ing heck? How big was she? Harding and her pal, who assisted with wheelchairs, that, remember we talked about this at the very beginning, sat on the side, waiting for the airport to make a decision. Kathleen Tuahuai Huaramate nailed it, by the way. She was flying with the duo, but had a separate seat. She was devastated upon realizing what had transpired. I just want to point that. I nailed that freaking name, okay? As I pushed back out of the plane, I looked back and saw them both crying. And I was crying. It was just so sad leaving them behind, you know, because I only needed one seat. While the airline didn't give an explanation for the removal, Harding believes they'd been discriminated against because of their weight. It was the armrest, honestly. My thoughts are they took me off because of my build. Because of my size, she said. As to myself and our build, our size has a lot to do with it. They didn't say it was, they said it was an inconvenience. She said she found their treatment particularly jarring as she hadn't had any problems on flights out with the airline. To make it worse, Harding claims that she was told that she needed to rebook another flight to accommodate them, which wouldn't be available until Sunday due to soaring demand. When the pair informed Air New Zealand they couldn't afford the ticket, the airline footed the bill. They also covered accommodations, meals, and even granted them free access to exclusive Kuru Lounge while ironing out the details. I gotta say, you did a nice thing there, Air New Zealand. They even issued a formal apology to the pair, to the quad. I don't know, we're trying to figure that one out. We're committed to treating all customers with respect and dignity, and we apologize to these customers and how they were received with an inconsistent experience. We will continue to work with the customer directly to address their concerns. However, it's strongly suggested and recommended the passengers contact them before boarding if they require extra space on board for their build, claiming that the flight staff would try to accommodate them if possible. What do you guys think about that? My mic is really low. Why is my mic really low? That's weird. Holy cow, why is my mic really low? What are we talking about over here tonight? That's weird. We usually have much better volume than that. Now we should have great volume, but I don't know why this, that's weird. Okay, we're gonna leave it right there for now and see if that at least gets us, it does give us exactly what we need, which is great volume. Thank you so much, Hilly Billy, for letting me know. I can't believe that this whole time I'm sitting here with bad volume on great news stories. Could you at least hear it? Can I amplify the volume maybe and still get it to work? Because that's mental to me. I'm here doing it. And all I got is crap. I'm curious why that is. Hold on a second. Let's just see something. Oh, that's why. No, the level's at 23. That's a good level. I want to check. Shut that off purposely. Oh my god. Can you hear that now? You can hear me now, right? All right, we should be, I just wanted you to see that now I've got, it's weird. I've had to set this thing at like negative 31 for months. And it went there for no reason. I used to have it at zero, and then it would like, it pinned and it was red. So I'm bringing it back, and finally I see that negative 31 was it wouldn't pin. Well, now all of a sudden I log in today, and it's back to zero again, which is great. So I brought us all the way back. So now we're back at 0.0 decibels. So now we got our volume back, which is great. I just have to make sure I check that every single time we go live. I can't believe that. The news stories have been awesome. At least that first one with the stupid do. The guy with his noggin, James Bond. Anyway, guys, she's getting a 4-pack of seats next time she flies. That's the bottom line for that lady. Kobe Bryant's parents face backlash after putting championship ring on the auction block. I get it. I mean, that's why. You got to figure, maybe he didn't leave them any money or something. Maybe he was left out of the will. I don't know. Let's see. Kobe Bryant gave his father, Joe, his very first championship ring as a gift in 2000. He won it with the Los Angeles Lakers when they defeated the Indiana Pacers, making it his first of five NBA championships throughout his storied career. He gave his mother, Pamela, a replica, but now the original ring that is made of 14-karat gold and has a total of 40 diamonds is being auctioned off. This is the second time Kobe's parents have attempted to sell some of his prized possessions, and fans are pissed. And they're also trying to buy it, just so you know. Like, they're pissed, but then they're also on the auction block, seeing if they could buy everything from Joe. One called them disgraceful, while also looking for the address to go and buy the products, the memorabilia. While another noted, Kobe would have never sold it, but where could I buy it, he said, he followed up with. Others felt the ring should stay in the family, or maybe it could be in my family, like, where do I go, where do I log in? Or that late athlete's wife, Vanessa Bryant, should buy it and keep it safe. Or I will, like, I'm happy to, you know, like, I got some money I've been saving up, like, waiting for a Kobe Bryant ring, you know? Like, where could I log in, you know? But you should keep it, you know, as well, you jerks. Right? That's it. It's up there. How much is the bid for? Can we check it out? Wow. $64,000. One of Kobe's championship rings is currently up for auction. Can we get to the actual site? Via the site supply. All right, it's not there, unfortunately. But guys, it's happening. They're selling it. Prior to his death, Kobe and his parents reportedly attempted to make amends after several fallouts. That began with him starting to date Vanessa. Joe and Pamela didn't attend the couple's wedding in April 2001. I'm starting to understand why he's selling the rings. Over the years, the brief reconciliations were documented, but that came to a halt in 2013. When you give, give, and they take, take, at what point do you draw a line in the sand, Kobe tweeted, according to the Los Angeles Times with the hashtags hurt beyond measure. Gave me no warning, and finally, love? The tweet was a response to his parents attempting to sell several beloved pieces of memorabilia from Kobe's career, including the aforementioned championship ring and high school jerseys. This prompted a lawsuit. The New York Post reported because Kobe reportedly wasn't notified about the auction and didn't give permission to sell any of these items in question. We regret our actions. Sorry. We regret our actions and statements related to Kobe Bryant's auction memorabilia, said Joe and Pamela in the statement at the time. So let's see. This did put a further strain on Kobe's relationship with his parents, as they did not attend his final NBA game back in 2016. Our relationship is shit, he explained to ESPN. I say, I'm going to buy you a very nice home. And their response is, that's not good enough. Then you're selling my shit. Neither Vanessa nor Joe or Pamela have publicly spoken about this current auction, which will be live until March 30th. So guys, I know you're trying to figure out where do I go to get this thing. You know what I mean? I want to buy the championship ring. I want to buy a jersey. You know, they should keep it, but if they don't, I'm all over it. World champions, right there. Let's find it. Championship ring auction. Let's see if we can find it. I want to see what it's up to. Can we find it? People are talking about it. There's a few videos already out there. It's currently valued at $94,000, but where is the site? I want to put a bid in. I really don't care about basketball, so I wouldn't, but there's his dad and his mom right there. And look, he's hugging them. He's so proud. And they're like, we can't wait to sell this motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? $94? I can't find the link, unfortunately. I was hoping to. It would have been nice. Oh, hold on. Ooh, Golden's website. Guys, I think I found it. Ha 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 ha! Sometimes you do it. Sometimes you find it and you're placing a bid. Here we go, we're signing in. Just kidding, I would never place a bid for this. Okay, give me a second here, guys. Hold on a second. I gotta pop something on for you. Don't know what's here, but I'm gonna pop it on real quick. Give me a second. Oops. Give me a second. Let's see if we can get this going here for like a new song. This is gonna be Keith's rock out. It's called Winds of Change, right? This song is awesome, by the way.
You got no one move from there. Get up and go. There's the wind to change.
This is on iTunes.
Get up and go. Feel the winds of change as they push you. Find who you are, you bring it to the surface, then you feel the light inside of you.
The beat seat, just playing the two pounds. The winds of change, guys. Check this one out on iTunes.
The winds of change.
Actually, I'm going to take all of those old songs too and then equalize them, because like that song is fire. If I brought it into the system and just kind of clean it up with an EQ, woo! I didn't do that with the original 12 or 13 albums I put out. I think the last two or three albums, or maybe the last album is the only one I actually EQ'd. All the rest of them were live. It's just what happened, I dropped, and then we put them out as albums. But now going forward, we'll be able to get a little bit better when we do these things. So guys, right? 94K. You got it's $114,680 with the buyer's premium. So you're paying another $20K on top for a buyer's premium. Let's see what the bid history is. On March 17th is the last bid at 409, and that brought it up to 94K. It started at $30,000 on March 8th, and it's going to be until March 30th. So 11 days, 11 days, 10 hours and 28 minutes. Who's going to make sure you remind me to double check on this so we can see what the final total is. I'll keep this thing open. We're gonna leave it right here. Next couple days, we'll come back and look and see what's there, all right? So let's get back. Last news story of the day, guys. I'll tell you, glad we got our audio figured out here, but this is like another freaking awesome show of comedy news, and the audio was crap at the first part, but turn the volume up or something, man, right? I was saying that to me. Seriously, what the hell? All right, here we go. Last story. MGM addresses rumors Bruno Mars has $50 million in gambling debt with casino giant. What? Let's see what's going on with the Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars isn't in the red with MGM. That is according to the hospitality and casino giant. In a statement given to the Los Angeles Review on Monday, MGM Resorts shut down rumors that the 24K Magic singer racked up a $50 million gambling debt. That was the paying his balance via multiple business deals, blah, blah, blah. The company said the claims that Mars is on the hook for millions were completely false. Okay, whatever. That sounds stupid as, just even reading it. Texas man used to spend $9,000 a month partying, now refuses to work more than 15 hours a week to pay off debt. Sounds like an idiot. What in heck? fatal boat crash, listen to this, a fatal boat crash launched woman into the trees. And it threw a man into the water. That sucks to be them. Yeah, so this is interesting. I want you to look at this with me and tell me what you see, okay? A video came out that shows Princess Kate, or does it? Trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Now look at this with me. Look at her gait. Look at the body. That's not her. Look at that face. That is not her. That's a different person that's meant to look like her, right? There's something off here with the mouth that I see. And the chin is back when she smiles. And that's not the real Kate. Kate doesn't have a backwards chin when she smiles. So she's like, but you're going to see that here as soon as this thing freaking refreshes. Look, that's not her. That's a fake her, right? Yeah, that doesn't look like her to me. It looks like a fake her. I could point out 10 things that are wrong with this picture. The chin, this face, the mouth, right? And then you get the side view. There you go. That's totally not her. That's not her smile. That is not Kate's smile. That is the smile of an imposter. Tell me I'm wrong. Mark, you're wrong. All right, we'll see. We'll see. We still haven't seen her. She's been playing hard to get out there. That doesn't even look like her, you know? I don't think. She may be sickly, though. Maybe that's why she looks like this. But let's just for a second, let's look at what she usually looks like. Okay, look at the jaws. A little bit more there. You see this? Rounder here. And then you got this Magoo thing with this chin. Look at the extra long chin. That's not freaking her. Who's this 6'3" girl that he's walking with? That's not her, dude. Let's just do the math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She's 7 foot tall. Right, Hilly? I'm looking at it. I'm seeing a 7 foot tall lady there. He's 9 foot. He's a giant. Okay, let's just pretend that he's really 6 foot or 6'2". Let me just look at pictures when they're walking next to each other, standing next to each other. All right, there's a shot. He's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's about 6 inches taller than her. Let's call it 6. It sort of lines up, but there's something wrong with this. This is not her, I don't think. Guys, right? Even that look with the foot. Look how she's holding the foot up there and that angle. I don't know. I saw this and someone was like, do you think that's really her? And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't really look like her. Let's watch the video. Here we go. You let me know what you see. Okay, here we go. To me, it looks like she's not trying to be seen. Look, she's hiding there like, oh, look, there they are. Let's look away. That's not her. You see her smile? Look at her backwards chin. Right there. That, do you see that backwards chin thing? Hold on, I want to show you. This is what I'm talking about. Right there. This is the telltale to me. Right there. Look how her face goes backwards when she's smiling here. Her jaw goes in with the smile, where her normal jaw is straight as an arrow. Hold on now, Mama. We're going to go back a touch more. Right there. Look at that. He's like, oh, look, they're believing it. Look at that. Look at that view with the stupid face here. And she's got that weird, you know, like indented, you know, like witch look. That's the witch look of like an old 1700s witch. Right there. And the weird thing, the chin's popping out too. Look at how big that chin is. That's a witch chin. And he's like, we're almost there. Look, we're going to get through this. How is that her? Face is totally different, right? That's not freaking her! Bigger cheekbones than usual. Look, I'm gonna tilt my face away so they can't really see me. Did you see that first look right there where she kind of was like, oh shoot, the camera's got me. Look, right here, look. Look at that, she's eyeing it. Oh no, look, we have to pretend it's me. And then they start doing it, and he's like, oh, look, that's not even him! Whoa! That's not even him! That's a fake him! Holy freaking cow, guys! I uncovered it! That's not even the prince! Soon to be king! These are fake people here! Hold on, Amana. Oh my goodness. Tell me I'm wrong here. I hope I'm wrong, but this looks like imposters. That's not him either. Look at his stupid chin. He doesn't have that dumb chin. That's totally an imposter. Those are two imposters meant to look like them. Tell me, I don't know. I could be crazy, but I feel like that's totally fake people pretending to be them. And they're playing out a scene. Look, he's hiding his head the whole time. I don't know, guys. Him, it's probably him, but her, I felt like from the beginning that they were just like, hey, look, we have to pretend she's out there, so let's go out together, and I'll pretend you're my wife, and we'll keep everybody rocking, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking that's not either of them now. I think he's actually stronger, and I think she's actually bigger than that. I don't think she's that skinny. Like, she's skinny, but like that's like, and then the chin, I don't know. I could be way off, probably way off, but I see that, and then I see this, and I'm like, this girl's got a thicker and more, like a fuller face. That's a fuller face, and not that weird back chin thing that we see from Magoo over here, you know? And he, I don't know, that could be him. I just started to think that maybe they just hired two people to look like them. Like, these people don't give up behind them. Oh yeah, look, it's the prince and the princess. They're walking by. You think they'd be behind and they're going like this. Oh, you know, but they're not doing any of that. So I'm pretty sure. Gelgado, you motherfucker. I said there are probably people behind them. Look, they're not even doing anything. They don't even give a crap. You'd think that if the prince and the princess were really walking by, they'd be like, oh, you thank you for coming to hang out with us and going to Trader Joe's English style. Because it looked like they went to the food store there. Oh, freaking Gatto. Right, Hilly? Anyway, guys, it's been a show. It sure has. Remember, we do this twice a day, every day. If you could do me a favor and join us later on, we're going to come back and play some music and maybe some more news. Who knows? I really don't know what the hell we're going to do. Never do. I just know it's going to be something where we're away from this world for a little bit and just doing something silly. If you can hit that like, I really appreciate it. It helps the show. Sid and Hilly, thank you guys for being here. Really appreciate that. Doesn't seem like we reached many people for the live show here. But the James Bond thing was pretty funny, I think. I liked it. I was into it. Just the volume was pretty crappy, apparently. But we'll work that out. Joanne will get us on board. Right, Joanne? Joanne! Can you not be all over the screen like that? Oh, goodness. So be back later. I'll try to get something out for you guys. I'm working on some music. Besides that, thanks for kicking it with me. I appreciate you. Hopefully, we'll be back for some more enjoyment, and we will be. We got lots of stuff coming at you. Until then, this is day 1905 in a row. Pretty insane. Someone's got to do it. Thank you, Bobby. You're awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate that. Hope to see you later when we do it again. Hilly Billy, thank you so much. We got to have a chat, my friend. Especially if I want to start looking into this whole end of what's it called? Nivane? Oh, hold on. Nivane? Whatever it is? Hold on. Nivana? Is that what it is? Nivana? With all this solar. We're having this eclipse and it's going directly across these Ninevehs across the entire United States. And last one went through seven Salems. This time it's seven Ninevehs. And Nineveh apparently was where God was going to drop his wrath. And they say that's happening with the sun. So we'll probably do something on that later on. Maybe I can have Hilly add some color tomorrow when we do it again. Fluorescent, you rock. Thank you so much for being here. Hope to see you guys later. Thanks again.